Morning Watch. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy, week 3. Being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to be teachers, soldiers, contenders, farmers, and workmen. Saturday. Related verses. 2 Timothy 2:15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, an unashamed workman, cutting straight the word of the truth. Psalms 119, 129, 130, and 131 through 136. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The opening of your word gives light, imparting understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth wide and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your custom with those who love your name. Establish my footsteps in your word, and do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from man's oppression, that I may keep your precepts. Cause your face to shine on your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of water because men do not keep your law. Related reading. In 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul indicates that the inoculator is to be a workman. As a carpenter, this workman must cut straight the word of the truth. This means to unfold the word of God in its various parts, rightly and straightly without distortion. Just as a carpenter has the skill to cut wood in a straight way, so the Lord's workman needs the skill to cut straight the word of the truth. This is necessary because in the decline of the church, so many truths are twisted and presented in a warped, biased form. Contentions of words, profane, vain babblings, the word that eats away like gangrene, and foolish questionings, and those arising from an untrained mind are often used by the devil in the downward current among the churches to beget contentions, to ruin the hearers, to promote ungodliness, and to overthrow people's faith. Hence, there is the need of the word of the truth, rightly unfolded to enlighten the darkened people, inoculate against the poison, swallow up the death, and bring the distracted back to the proper track. Among Christians today, only the superficial aspects of the truth are not twisted. Virtually all the deeper things of the truth have been distorted. Therefore, we should be not only teachers, soldiers, contenders, and farmers, but also workmen, carpenters, cutting straight the word of the truth. The truth here does not merely denote biblical doctrine. It refers to the contents and the reality of God's New Testament economy. The main elements of this truth are Christ as the mystery of God and the embodiment of God, and the church as the mystery of Christ and the body of Christ. We all need to learn to cut straight the word of the truth with respect to Christ and the church. Certain brethren teachers interpret Paul's word about cutting straight the word of the truth to mean dividing the Bible into various dispensations, innocence, conscience, human government, promise, law, grace, and kingdom. The Bible can be understood according to these dispensations. However, arranging the word into dispensations is not what Paul means in 2:15 about cutting straight the word of the truth. As used in the three books of 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, the word truth has a specific significance. It denotes the contents of God's New Testament economy. Not realizing this, many readers of the Bible think that in 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul is speaking of truth in a general way, but we need to understand the word truth in this verse according to its usage in the three books of 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus. 1 Timothy 3:15 says that the church is the pillar and base of the truth. This truth is the mystery of godliness, God manifested in the flesh. The church should bear, uphold this truth, this reality. Numerous times in these three epistles, Paul speaks of the truth. For example, in 1 Timothy 2:4, he says that God desires all men to be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. The word of the truth in 2 Timothy 2:15 refers to the healthy words of God's New Testament economy. As workmen, we should learn not merely to divide the Bible into dispensations. This is too superficial. We must learn to unfold the word of the truth concerning God's economy. If we would do this, we need to consider carefully Paul's use of the word truth in these three epistles. If we consider these books carefully, we will see that truth here denotes the reality of the contents of the New Testament economy of God. Therefore, to cut straight the word of the truth is to unfold without bias or distortion the reality of God's economy revealed in the New Testament.